Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What I don't get right with you, and I've got another bone to pick with you.
I'm sick and tired of the bones.
Well, I've got a bone to pick.
Raise the forehead. Oh my God, you went and bloody did it.
What did I go and do?
You went and had Botox and you think every time you're going to get away with it. And I say, I don't like it. You won't let me get my lips filled.
It's crazy.
You said you would dump me if I did.
It's
so
crazy you think that. No.
So what why are you able to dye your hair peroxide and get Botox?
Firstly, I don't dye my hair. Second,
Botox. Look at these wrinkles.
Second, I've not had Botox. What I've done is I did an event last night and they said you have to wear SPF every single day. I never wore SPF.
Oh, and that made your skin tighter overnight.
I'm not even kidding. You actually did. I
know
that sounds...
It's a load of bullshit.
Not a load of bullshit.
Yeah, and I drink orange juice every day and it ages me backwards 10 years.
I kid you not. SPF I put on. You can see like my skin is so shiny today.
I know I can't. I can see that it's frozen and then this one's buckling because it's you need to get a bit more Botox there. Because yes, I've had it before and I know exactly what happened.
You don't know me at all. It's completely
nonsense. Why did you
do
that? You came back and you had a little red dot from the injection.
That was a spot.
No, it wasn't. I know you didn't.
Sophie, it was.
Should I call Dr. Savani?
You can call anyone you want. You can call anyone you want. I haven't dyed my hair. I dyed my hair once didn't.
Once?
Okay, you dyed it before and you didn't like it. So I haven't
once?
Dyed. You can see roots in my hair.
And it looks so nice at the
I
moment.
Know, but that's why I haven't dyed it.
And by the way, I don't care if people get Botox. What I don't like...
I don't have it.
...is that it's one rule for you. I'm not allowed any lip filler and you can do whatever
I
you want.
I think you look beautiful. You don't need that
I
stuff.
Think you look beautiful, honey.
That's why I don't
wrinkles
do it.
Wrinkles are a sign of good life.
And I have loads of wrinkles everywhere.
Yeah, raise.
I have loads of wrinkles and I embrace them. I think it's an amazing... You just assume. Do you know, you're like the queen of the roost. That's what happens.
Like the roost?
Well, queen of the house.
The rooster? My mouth's not working. Yet.
It is working, honey.
No, it isn't. And you know why it is, guys? It's because I keep watching the clips back and I'm like focused in on my mouth. And the way I see it, it looks like... You know, like those people where like they're upside down and the mouth's talking and it looks all off kilt. That's what's going on with me.
Just remind me, you'll never guess who I saw last night.
Who?
This is hilarious.
Last night, you were with me.
No, I was at the event, hosting the event.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if guys, you remember this on the podcast, but we spoke at the time that Sophie went to the dermatologist.
I know, because you'll never guess why I know.
What?
Because I went to the dermatologist yesterday morning. He said, I'm seeing your husband tonight.
What world is this? Okay, I don't remember if you remember the story.
I went to the mole clinic.
Sophie went to the mole clinic, the dermatologist mole clinic. Lovely guy. His name is Dr. Derek. Shout out you, Dr. Derek. Sophie walks in there. She sits on the bed. I'm standing with her. Dr. Derek turns to Sophie and says, Sophie, just take your top off. So Sophie took off her T-shirt and undid her bra and sat there completely topless in the room. Dr. Derek turns around and goes, no, you can put your bra back on. You don't need to be topless. Awful. And Sophie then fondled her bra back on.
I didn't fondle it. What was I fondling myself? I put my bra back on very quickly.
Okay, well, you did that. Last night... I hosted this event. They said, oh, you're hosting it with Dr. Derek. I thought Dr. Derek was someone completely different. And I went, I love Dr. Derek. I thought Dr. Derek was the pimple popper. I thought he was the pimple popper.
Who the fuck's that?
You know, the guy who pops pimples.
No.
Okay, I thought that was Dr. Derek. Anyway, I walk into the room and I went, Dr. Derek? And I went, hi, Dr. Derek.
You recognised straight away.
Recognised straight away who he was. And I said, hi. And then I told that exact story of when you got your boobs out to him.
To him?
To him in the whole room.
Was he
and
like...
no one laughed. And they all thought it was very weird.
Did you?
And then I made another joke later in the night.
You know, where I still see him all the time.
He's fantastic. I love him. He's great. Yeah. He's amazing. And then later in the night... people could win an appointment with Dr. Derek to have their mole check. Amazing little prize, right? So it's incredible. And I said, don't worry, guys. Dr. Derek is great with his hands. No one laughed.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I think I felt awkward. Yeah. That's, I was making a joke. I thought it was funny.
That's so inappropriate. Well, I know. James' profession.
Well, no, but I thought it was going to be funny. And it wasn't. It didn't land.
I'm dying.
All right, you can die later. All right, should we begin the episode?
Mm.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast.
You are thinking about your mouth, aren't you? I can see you going to this.
No, but yeah, I don't feel well with my mouth. I do feel really well, but something's not going on with my mouth. I think I'm thirsty.
By the way, guys, something really exciting is happening tonight.
Beyond
excited for this.
Beyond your wildest dreams.
So if you're just tuning into this podcast and you haven't listened to last episode, producer Jemima is very much single.
Very much.
Hideously single. And she is wanting to go on a date. Just been Valentine's Day. You were single on Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, I feel like this is something that happened on the cruise where we said, let's just put me on a date, a bit of fun, because we were loving all the love on the cruise.
Yeah.
And now it's turned into a full-blown, way bigger.
Yeah, it's a bigger thing now. So what did we do? We got people sent in. We gave a call out for people to send in some emails or messages about if they had knew someone who was single and potentially would go on a date with Jemima. We've actually found someone who is going to go on a date with you. You're going on the date tonight.
I am.
And then later in the episode, we're going to find out how the date went.
I'm thrilled.
You don't know who this guy is. You've never seen a picture.
Do we know his name?
I know his name is Nick. I've never seen him. No one's let me see a picture.
I've actually seen a picture.
Same fit.
Well, that's so... Whoa. You don't need a... Listen, you're so superficial. It's frightening with you.
I can see that he has a important good soul through the eyes.
Okay, so he has a fit soul.
He has a fit soul.
Fit soul, okay. Yeah.
We don't know much about him. So if you're murdered, I'm sorry. Okay.
Murder.
It's a bloody murder. What it is. Scream that if you get in trouble. Bloody murder.
Okay, I will do.
Okay, good.
Have you any advice for me?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
My advice to you would be play it cool.
What does that mean?
Just be
avant-garde, you know.
Avant-garde?
That's the right word, no?
I think that means like really weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Nonchalant, that's the word I meant.
Nonchalant.
Maybe act aloof.
Maybe act nonchalant.
Sophie, how would you act aloof? Hey Sophie, how are you?
I just look up into the sky and be like, oh, sorry, are you talking to me?
Yes, I just said, hello, how are you?
Oh,
hey, how are you?
I don't know, I'm not doing role play. Jemima knows what to do.
Okay, fine.
She's got it in her bones.
Imagine if this is the one.
Imagine.
Oh, my God.
We will be deeply ingrained on your wedding day if it is.
Yeah, the show will go back. It will suddenly be about me getting married.
Boy, I'd love that.
A twist no one saw coming.
Okay, so you're going to go on the date with Nick.
With Nick.
It's tonight. You're going to record bits and bobs.
And then we're having an emergency meeting tomorrow.
And we're going to find out later in the episode what happens.
Yeah, and do you know the worst thing? Is that he's going to also send you guys an update of what he thought.
Okay, producer. Are you going to say, hi, I'm producer Jemima to him?
No,
do you think
not.
I should?
Yeah.
Please
I mean,
don't.
He knows
please
that.
Don't.
First
please
name
don't.
Producer, second name Jemima.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I'm putting my foot down. You go in with, he already knows your name. You don't even have to introduce yourself.
How should I start? Hey... What
Hi,
up?
How
How's it going? What's the first question?
I think, how funny is this?
I think the way you're doing it there is not good. I wouldn't plan the first question.
I'm planning the first word.
Okay,
what's your plan for the first word?
I'm thinking...
That. My God, you're with us.
A breathy hey.
My God.
I'll come up behind him and I'll go...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, the quivers. No, you've got this, Jemima.
Oh, my God. Okay. All
Do
right.
I?
You've got this. Good luck.
I've got this. Thank you, guys.
I can't wait. Get ready. Later in the episode, we're going to find out exactly what happened with producer Jemima and Nick. I had a bit of a wild weekend, team. Mm-hmm. I went out and got very drunk.
He got real drunk. Monday, Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday.
No, I didn't. I got drunk on Friday. And I
got drunk on Friday. Yeah. We got really drunk on Saturday. You came back at 4:55.
At PM?
AM.
No, I did not.
5 minutes to 5 AM.
That is the biggest
and
lie.
And what do we think about this? He called me at 9. He was like, I'm on my way home. Phone's about to die. I'll be back in an hour. I was up all night waiting.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what happened. I went to the rugby on
was
Saturday.
Was I up all night waiting? What was the last thing you said to me?
My phone's going to die.
And what time is that?
About 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7 o'clock, great. And yeah. So what time did you come home?
Maybe 1.
3:30 a.m.
No, I did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you did. I've got proof.
What's the proof?
Because you and your friend were texting at 3:30 a.m. on our group chat with us girls, trying to wake your wives up.
Really?
Yeah.
I was with my friend Toby. We were having a great time. We went to the rugby. And then on the way back, our phones died. And so this was...
I can't get home. I'll stay out till 3 a.m. with no phone.
No, I didn't stay out to 3:30 with no phone. Yeah. Do you know what? I tried to charge it. We went from the rugby then to a pub in Richmond and it was great. You know why it was great? Because you weren't there. It was great.
Chat is so bad. No one was it.
Okay. So do you know what was great? Is because we didn't have our phones on because our phones had died. And we were just together trying to get to this pub that we didn't even know if our other friends were at. And it was amazing. It was like so exciting. And everyone I met on the way back, do you know they came up to me and said...
Wow.
They kept saying you look like a stocky Jamie Lang.
I don't believe
it. And I was like, what do you mean? And they kept saying that I look like a version of Jamie Lang. I was like, hang on a second. I didn't even say it was me. One guy's wife then sent me a message on Instagram saying, it is actually you. My husband said he met a lookalike. I now look like I used to look. Okay, listen. Do you, when I get drunk, am I a bad drunk?
Yes, you're awful.
How bad?
Awful drunk. No social awareness. So close. Breathing all over you. Kissing me. I'll be in conversation with a guy that you've never met. Not a guy and a girl. Jamie's not doesn't come over and introduce himself. He comes over and like kisses me as though you're like 12, marking your territory on the lips. Your back of your head is in that guy's face. You just butt in the conversation, start like trying to kiss me. I'm like... We are in a conversation. That's such bad manners.
When have I done
Friday
this?
Friday night.
Oh, I just don't think that's
And then
fair.
You come home and you wake me up. You wake me up and you start laughing and going in my ear at 3 a.m. I'm like, really? And then you'll go, okay, let's go to sleep. No, but actually, so go to sleep. I'm like, I've fucking been asleep for 5 hours. Come on, Sophie, let's go to you. Actually,
You did say, though, when we were drunk.
Oh, my God.
You did say when we were drunk, it was the best of your life.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with you. Like, you're actually cringing me out. You've got us all.
That's what you did say, though. Sophie woke on the morning and said, you ate your Weetabix last night.
I was like, honestly, like...
You said, oh, someone's had their shreddies. And I was like...
Why? Because you're powering so loudly. Well done.
No, but what you did say is that obviously...
Move it on.
No, because I got so drunk on the weekend. And, you know, I got a little bit drunk this weekend.
Jamie's such a lightweight. Like, he fancy like hasn't, like, you don't really have an off button, like, in the sense that you can't, the minute that sweet nectar touches your lips, you're like, onto the next. Like, just calm down. You've not even drank the first drink.
And then obviously this podcast is run through the production company that we have is Jampot, and you're an owner of Jampot. We own it together, and you then sat me down and said, "Look, Jamie, I think you're getting drunk. I don't trust that my money's in the company. I don't think you're the right person to run it, because any business owner would not go and get drunk like you get drunk on the weekend. No, so I want my money out."
I said, I feel like I'm blindly investing in someone that I'm not. I'm blindly investing in this company, Jampot. Yeah. And I don't believe the person running it is responsible if you're going to go out getting drunk till 3 a.m. Give me my money and I'll invest it in property. That's what he said.
Invest in property.
Okay, cool. I'll take it out now. Don't worry, I'll get onto the bank now.
What property would you invest in?
I might go and invest in containers. Yeah, you laugh, everyone, but actually, it's a witty idea.
Why is it witty?
Because they're cheap. Everyone needs storage.
Okay, but why are they witty?
Because they laugh sometimes. I don't know.
If you were going to give someone investment advice,
Don't invest in Jamie now. No, I'm kidding.
If you were going to give someone investment advice, they came to your school. Right. Sophia Booth.
Don't
Sophia
worry about Booth. It. Going to Oxford next month, end of this month, to give investment advice. Well, not quite investment advice, but going to Oxford to give advice on to how to be whatever I'm doing.
So wait, you're going to Oxford City?
We're going to Oxford University.
Okay, yes. Who's this?
Me and Melissa.
Yeah.
And we are going to give the Oxford University students.
This is
English
going well.
Lessons.
You're not giving them English lessons.
We're going to give them advice.
On?
I don't know on what, but we're going to go chat with them. They're going to ask us some questions. And I guess just, you know, how to be a boss bitch.
Okay, if you were going to set up the Sophie... It's amazing, actually. You are going to Oxford University, give an amazing talk, a Q&A. That's very exciting. But if I was to go to the Sophie Habu
okay,
School
fine, I'll
of
tell
Investment...
Okay, fine, I'll tell
you. Okay, here
okay,
we go.
Ready?
First thing you do.
Guys, listen. So once I was at a drama lesson back when I was 15, and I remember very well my drama teacher told me, you know, if you're trying to get to Manchester, there's one road and you know the way to go. Fuck's sake, what is it you say? But you can go the other road. But no, go the road. Know your destination.
Is this your investment advice?
And go down that road. Mm-hmm. And naivety is key. Naivety is key. And you know, when we were creating Candy Kittens, we didn't know how much making sweets. We thought we'd make them fun, we'd make it cool, we'd make them vegan, we'd make them gluten free. And you know, and now that's a health thing. Naivety is key.
Doesn't make any sense what you just said.
Okay, that's what you get asked to do and you,
that's not investment advice.
Oh, sorry. Okay, investment.
So best investment you've ever done, go.
I don't know. What have I invested in?
You invested in... this company?
I've invested in this company.
What do you think a good investment is?
You.
You do?
I invested in you.
So you know that there was an article came out that said that we did couples therapy. And I thought it'd be a good idea that we pull these little letters out of it and on it are written different things like social life or money or housing or whatever it is. And we then discuss it and see how we can improve it or make it better. So I've got the jar here. I'm going to pull the first one out. You ready for this? Money. You've got to stop spending.
No, you've got to stop spending.
Are you joking? You have to stop spending.
No, we had a talk with whoever yesterday. What? We had to speak with people yesterday because you are spending out of control.
Your spending?
My spending was also out of control. But last year, I did say to them, look, guys, it wasn't my fault. I got married.
So, but you do these like delivery app services too much.
You are ludicrous. You think my Zap orders are being as expensive as your outrageously expensive, awful clothes.
What?
My Zap deliveries. Oh, sorry. My
what do you mean my clothes are awful?
Do you want me to drink the tap water? It's got polio in it. I heard that once and now I refuse.
It does not.
Yeah, but it's got rat pee in it. Okay, maybe we shouldn't.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, well, look. My eggs that I deliver in the morning are hardly breaking the bank.
Yeah, but I think you can just, you got this air fryer now that you cook everything in.
And what's wrong with that?
So you can go out, we can go out together, nice little trip, you and I together. This is how we can improve it.
Jamie, what you do is you call me and you go, is that food? Oh, and I go, yes, there's food. Oh, what should I have for dinner? Okay, yes, I will cook you dinner, even though I've just got home and I'm trying
to... Are you talking about the rice that I asked you to put on last night? I asked you last night to put on some rice.
I told you that this house doesn't give for me being a housewife. Like, it doesn't...
You don't...
It doesn't
I don't
allow
ask
for me to be a housewife.
I'm not asking you to be a housewife.
Yeah, you are. You want me to lay the table and... Okay, maybe I should be doing that, but I'd like to see you do something. How do you make a coffee? God, you wouldn't know.
Can you honestly see what you've painted me out to? You've painted me out to be a smelly breath sex pest who asks you to lay the table every night.
Well, you kind of do.
I've never done that in my life. When have I ever, can you lay the table?
Well, okay.
You asked me to do
I lay the table and then you lay it for me because you're not happy with my way of doing it.
Honey, I do everything in the house.
Wow.
Yeah, you want to go down, you want to go down the road?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, keep saying wow.
Wow.
Who pays the rent?
Whoa.
Well, who does? I'm asking you.
Okay, who pays our holidays?
Me.
Me.
No.
I'm not talking about this, you asshole. You trying
to... No, just quick. Let's just
wait,
go to the house.
Wait, sorry. I'm sorry. People listening will think you're such an asshole right now.
No, but it's
yeah, they will.
No, but you're saying, okay, who empties the dishwasher?
Me.
No.
Are you joking, Jamie? You see 1% of the housework that gets done. You literally come home and you're like, oh my God, how did my clothes get washed and put in my wardrobe? How do you think? You've never put clothes in the wash in your entire life, you spoiled brat.
I put my boxes in.
You don't know how to work the washing machine. You don't know how to work the dishwasher. You wouldn't know if it hit you in the face what cleaning product was because you've gone to a boarding school and had housekeepers your whole life.
You ready for me to take the next thing out? Oh, sex. Here we go. How can we improve our sex life?
Well, you could go to some lessons. I think I'm all good.
You're joking.
I'm not.
No, come on.
No, but I'm not joking.
You think you're good? You're snogging. I've told you this before.
I don't like snogging with tongues. I'm not going to do it. Stop trying get your saliva all in my mouth. I'm quite happy with the way I kiss.
We had sex the other day and you said it was the greatest night of your life.
Oh my God. Yeah, because you were so drunk. Okay, next.
Wait, I was so drunk, what?
No, next.
No, what?
You're almost too drunk to know what you're doing, so I could take charge for once. That's why.
Take charge?
Yeah.
How do you take charge of me? What do you do?
You honestly think that I would say this on this podcast? You're ludicrous. Next.
Moving on. Work.
Oh, I know. You've got a lot of improving to do.
In what way?
Okay. You need to learn how to switch off. You need to put the phone down in the evening. Mm-hmm. You need to put the phone down in the weekend.
Yeah.
You need to stop calling employees out of hours. Okay. Mega one.
Yeah.
Like, really, that's not on.
Uh-huh.
And you need to stop telling me how to do my work. Because I'm quite okay doing it myself.
When do I ever tell you to do your work?
You told me, you said, you don't mind me saying, I think with Wednesdays, you and Melissa, you know, you just expect it to be done for you. That's what you said to me on Monday.
Well, yeah, I stand by that.
Why?
I do a little
Why?
Bit. Well, I do stand by a little bit.
Well, yes, because I'm not the videographer. No, because people do that.
Okay, next one. You ready? Here we go. Home life.
Oh, home life, I know exactly what you want you to stop doing.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired of the gaming in your boxers. I'm sick and tired of it. Other than that, we're all good. And the main reason I don't like the gaming is because it's so unattractive and it's like bulky. Like, I don't mind it. I don't mind too much that you do it, but just like, can we set it up in another room?
But that the candle situation is bizarre.
What candle situation?
Well, you know the candle situation. So I came home and I quite like lighting like loads of different candles and putting them on the side and having like a lovely little romantic evening. Maybe I just light candles and put them everywhere. And I came back to find the candles had all gone. And I was like, what the hell? Where have all the... And I had a brand new candle that I just bought.
No, I kept all the new ones. I'm sick and tired of the half-wit candles. They're so unattractive.
I had bought...
Done in the bin next.
Sophie had thrown all of the candles away because she found out that she thought they were toxic.
No, because...
You'd thrown all... I brought a brand new candle and you'd thrown it away.
No, I didn't. I've got the new candles, but all the half-wick ones are done because apparently there's something to do with like the black.
Oh, I just think it's... Hobbies. What is your hobby, honey?
Don't know. I'm talentless. And this is a real thing that as I turn 30 this year, I'm starting to get upset about.
Well, what's your hobby? Go on, give me a hobby.
Hanging out with you.
Okay, that's not a hobby. What
My
is your
hobby?
You got hobbies. Come on. You have got
Real Housewives.
You have got hobbies.
Real Housewives is a hobby.
You love food.
I don't really love food. I do like food, but like, I don't know if that's a hobby. I don't go out and like taste test food.
So
my hobby is Real Housewives. That makes me so sad. My hobby, oh God, what is it? I like to just...
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Real Housewives.
Stop saying Real Housewives.
It is a hobby. It's not like I just watch it. I'm so invested. Like I spend my time researching.
Why do you love Real Housewives?
I'm obsessed.
Who's your favorite character in the whole thing?
Oh, they all add something different.
Really?
But if I were going, Mary Crosby is like actually the most fascinating person I've ever come across. I wish I was a TV show just about her.
What? Okay, just so I understand.
Mary Crosby married her grandfather, supposedly.
What? I don't understand what's going on here.
Mary Crosby has married her grandfather, her step-granddaddy.
Okay.
She's had a child with him.
Where do they live?
They live in Utah.
This is Salt Lake City.
It's Salt Lake City, and... She's just fucking hilarious. She called someone inbred. She was like, yeah, but you do look a bit inbred. They're like, what the hell? I mean, she's a savage.
Which... We've told this story before, but they're still think the funniest thing about your Desperate Housewives. Is it Desperate Housewives or Real Housewives? Real Housewives. Is that when Sophie was on honeymoon, she watched Real Housewives so much. She watched it so much that at night she could hear their voices. Sophie was doing this.
I was not doing that, but I was like, I can honestly, my thoughts were in their voices. Like I started speaking in Dallas in my head. But this is true. I must have something to do with languages and accents, because when I go, you spend summers in Spain, I used to think in Spanish.
Really?
And then when I hang out with like a Manchester Mancunian, I think in Mancunian.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You think in Manchester?
Yeah.
Well, go on. What does it sound like?
I don't know, but my, no, we have family friends, thinking it. Alex and Amy, and they would always be like, Alex, Amy. And I would always be like, in my head, oh, Alex, Amy. Like, okay. I would just say it in their accent.
That's the end of our little game, honey. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You liked it?
I loved that game. It was at the end. It was quick as a whistle.
What did you learn from it?
I learned that I've got no hobbies and I really need to get some. What do I say to my kids? Oh, yeah. Mommy used to like to sit and watch Real Housewives every second of the day.
I think that's great.
What's your hobby?
I like movies. I like sport. I like photography a little bit.
Like photography?
Yes.
What, back in 2020 when you bought a vintage camera, you took photos of my bum walking around?
I like photography. I'm actually going to think about going to buy a camera, actually.
You've bought so many cameras. We have a stock full of cameras in our house.
I'm going to go and buy a new camera. I took it down yesterday. I was at this thing yesterday and I spoke to this lady and I said, I really like your camera. And she told me what it was and I'm going to go and look to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how long that hobby lasts for.
Well, it's a hobby. I like it.
My hobby, cryotherapy. I haven't done it in a
That's
while.
That's not a hobby.
Yes, it is. Health and wellness.
Health and wellness. Okay, fine. I suppose.
I like facial machines.
All right, honey. Are you ready for this little moment? Are you ready for listeners' messages?
Oh, boy, am I ready.
Give our little jingle into it.
It's listeners' messages, messages. Yeah, 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 messages.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, so are you ready for listeners' messages?
You know, we've already said it's listeners' messages, so everyone listening has just heard you say that twice now. Mm-hmm. There's been...
Okay, Steve Jobs.
What the hell?
All in black.
I think, does that make me Steve Jobs? Mm. Right. What other attributes do I have to Steve Jobs?
I don't know who Steve Jobs is.
Try and guess who Steve Jobs is.
The guy who owns Amazon.
Close. close. So you think he owns Amazon?
Steve Jobs owns Amazon.
Yeah.
What? That's right.
Maybe. I'm not...
Elon Musk owns Rockets.
Yeah.
And X, which is now old Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Who owns Tesla?
Oh, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, it's close. You're kind of in the right area.
I know I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Okay, right.
No, this is fun because I like this. This is almost better than listeners' messages. So... Okay, just because these people, they're big.
No, because I was in a taxi the other day and he told me about the Ronald McDonald thing, right? And he was like, you've got to make sure not to always be the brunt of the jokes. He thought I was just joking about.
Well, this is...
So you're going to make me another brunt of the joke.
This is referring back to the time that you thought Ronald McDonald was a real person.
Guys, my mum dated a guy who said he was Ronald McDonald's driver back in the day. What was I meant to think? He lied to me.
Yes. Ronald,
he
said I can't
he
get
made
into this
a birthday cake with Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald, for everyone who doesn't know, is a clown. He's a mythical clown who is the face of McDonald's. So, okay, quick. So who owns Tesla? Go.
Steve Jobs.
Correct.
You just told me.
Okay, who owns Amazon?
Steve. Wait, I'm so confused. Steve Jobs. No, Elon Musk owns Tesla.
Okay.
Elon Musk owns rockets.
Yeah.
He owns Tesla.
Yeah.
I don't know what the brand of rockets is, but he definitely owns rockets.
Brand of rockets.
He owns Tesla.
Yeah.
And he owns X.
Great. Okay. And then.
And do you want to know why I know?
How do you know?
I did a podcast about on Stephen Bartlett.
That's amazing. Okay. Then who owns Amazon?
Steve Jobs.
Okay. Then oh, fine. Great. Who owns Apple?
And Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. You got a mix between Mark Wahlberg
and
Mark Zuckerberg.
I did.
So what does Mark Wahlberg own?
He's an actor.
There we go, baby. Now we're killing it, sis. Love you so much.
Love you.
So who does Jeff Bezos, what does he own?
Oh, fuck. Jeff Bezos owns Amazon.
Oh, here we
go. What does Steve Jobs do?
Well, maybe he owns Apple.
Mark Zuckerberg does.
Well, then who owns Facebook?
Wait, I'm so confused. Steve Jobs owns Apple. Mark Zuckerberg owns Facebook.
Yeah.
Elon Musk owns rockets, Amazon, and no, he
what
owns...
What rockets does he own, just so I know?
The fastest one that's going up into space.
You're nailing it, honey. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is good news. What do I own?
You own Jampot.
No, what do I own?
Candy Kittens.
There we go. Okay, good. Thank God.
That was a rogue.
Well, I just...
Okay, let's move on now.
All right, let's move on. Listen.
Okay,
have we done listeners' messages? Because I feel like that's the... Okay, have you got a listener's message?
Yeah, I've got one. So this is from Anonymous.
Can you say thank you first?
Oh, guys, once again, we say it every week, but I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. We love these messages, but truly, it wouldn't be a podcast without them.
Hey, thanks, guys. We appreciate
it. I just did it.
Yeah, but I think it's more sincere coming from me.
No, actually, I think the opposite. Okay, right. This is from an anonymous person.
Yeah.
Hello. I can't believe I'm about to tell you this, but this is probably my most embarrassing dating disaster ever. So picture this. After a pretty long dry spell, it was time to get back in the game. I was tired of being in the Sahara Desert down there. My friend invited me to her boyfriend's party and I was determined to find a suitable guy to end the night with.
Here we go.
I ended up hitting it off with one of my friends and one thing led to another. And before I knew it, we are in one of the bedrooms of this party.
Now we're talking. Now we're bloody
You can probably guess where this is going. After months of anticipation, I was finally going to do the deed. Yay. We're both pretty drunk, so I wasn't expecting the best night of my life. But what happens next was not how I imagined the night to go.
Can't wait. Honestly, give me a dramatic pause here. Great.
Midway through having sex, I hear a distinct snap. Confused, I look down to see him wincing in pain.
Oh my God. I know what's happened.
Turns out somehow I managed to snap his banjo string. I told you about this the other week.
What?
Yeah, someone's ring got caught in someone's banjo string. And ripped it while they're giving a handjob at uni. I was frozen in shock with, That's because she was too tight down there. That's how that happens, by the way. I was frozen in shock with me half naked whilst he clutched his bleeding penis down there. I wish I could say that I was consoling him, but I was scared about... But all I was scared about was catching an STI. Luckily, I am STI free and we got him to the doctors and he now is fully mended. Unluckily, he told me he had to be out of action for 6 weeks. Sadly, that was the end to our romance, but a fun story to now tell, so I have no regrets. Not something to worry about because it means she's just tight.
I don't know if it means that.
Yeah, it does. Really? Dry or tight, and she says she was a Sahara Desert.
So more likely the Sahara, I don't know. Is that what happens?
Mm.
You've never had that problem?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Sorry, you lent into that one yourself. You went into that one.
No, but I
freely.
Do.
I did. I led you down the path, and you.
You led me down that garden path.
Yeah.
Okay, go on now.
And you went straight into that.
Oh God, I'm sick and tired.
Do you know the first ever sexual experience I ever had? I was quite young, and it was also what you described as a.
Dry Sahara Desert.
No, not that. A hand job. And the way it
happened. Why are you being so weird?
Well, because I found it rude.
You had a hand job. Most people did the first time they did anything. All right, sexual.
Well, fine. I had a hand job, guys. And my hand job was, honestly, the only way I can describe it was like they were putting out a fire. They got both hands went at this and rubbed like they're rubbing a stick. They went. And I was like, I'm sure this can't be right. And then they banged on the top like a ketchup bottle. And I was like, well, I've just come. I didn't. Obviously.
Wait, you're kidding. The I swear bang. To God. Did yeah. you not go
this? Then on the top.
Oh, wow. What a yeah. memory. Okay, next one.
Well, it was a great memory. You ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
From Michelle. Dear Jamie and Sophie, my story is something that happened to a guy I used to work with years ago that has always stayed with me. Let's call him Max. Max was working abroad in Cuba. He had his eye on a beautiful girl, Maria, for a while, and she finally agreed to go on a date with him. They arranged to meet at the cinema the next evening. Max woke that morning excited, but not feeling 100%. As the day progressed, he realized that he had been struck down with a horrendous stomach bug, vomiting and diarrhea all afternoon. He had waited a long time for this date. He decided that he wasn't going to let having the shit stop him. He picked out his best cream-colored shorts for the occasion. Error. That is rookie.
That is such a
The evening arrived error. And they were watching the film. Max was having crippling stomach cramps and had to fart during the film. This was the wrong decision as he quickly realised he had followed through and shat his pants.
You've been there.
Not in the cinema, but I've been there.
You've been there just walking around.
I did it once in an assembly. We were all standing up singing a song. You know, I don't know. And oh,
God, gracious.
Yeah, me. Like... Oh, the world is beautiful. Or oh, you know, oh, one of those yeah. songs. And God gave us. And
God
I farted. And I
gave us
and
this
I,
beautiful world.
And I shat my pants. And I just continued being completely normal, pretending like nothing had happened.
I've never done that.
He excused himself and went into the toilet and removed his pants and put them in a bin. He was now going commando, but felt happy that it may have been the last episode and that he would get through the rest of the day.
But his arsehole still had stains of shit on it. He hadn't washed it. I'd be gone.
Maria would be none the wiser, and he could see her for a second date when he didn't feel so ill. The film finished and Max was poised to say goodbye, but Maria suggests a romantic beach walk to the end of the night. Max agreed through gritted teeth. They walked for some time. Max had the real blue sweats now and the cramps were worsening and becoming unbearable. They stopped and sat on the sand. Was Maria expecting a kiss? Instead, she was faced with a very poorly English boy wearing no pants, openly shitting all over his cream shorts. That's so awful. When you're really having a problem, you've got to go. You can't do anything about it. Oh my God.
That is so awful.
The smell was horrific.
Sorry,
and Maria looked stunned and disgusted. Max slowly arose from the sand, could do nothing but walk away from Maria with a huge stain covering the back of the shorts. The ultimate walk of shame. Max never saw Maria again. Phenomenal.
You would be quite that boy to sit in with the poo all over you.
I must
like, the minute I had a bad tummy, I'd be like, I have to leave.
Okay, your turn, honey.
Okay,
go for it.
This is a love story. Are you ready?
Just quickly, do you think... Jemima's going to have a problem with any poop or anything on her day.
No. I think her bowels are good.
I'm not suggesting her. It's straight away funny that you went to her.
I don't think Nick's going to have a pooping situation.
Is his name Nick?
Yeah.
It's Nick. Okay.
Boy, I remember these things. Okay, love story. I met my husband Will on a blind date in London. I was a student at law school and he was in a first grad job. My friend forced me to go as she was dating another guy and he had suggested bringing his friend. I had no idea who this guy was. I reluctantly agreed to go. I remember being conscious that I had my backpack from law school and hadn't planned for the date that evening. We met and the spark was instant. We had an amazing day. He also had a backpack from work. He went on a holiday the following day for a family wedding and I thought, oh, it'll fizzle now he's away for 2 weeks. It didn't. We messaged every day and spoke on FaceTime. On day 5 of his holiday, he said he was falling in love with me. When he got home, we had dates for breakfast, lunch and dinner in one day, and he asked me to be his girlfriend a few days later. He proposed to me on the rooftop 4 years later on New Year's Eve in Kuala Lumpur when traveling, and we started to plan the wedding. 9 months into our engagement, my mum was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And 2 weeks after that, my dad was diagnosed with cancer too. At this time, we were planning our wedding for the following spring. It was incredibly stressful and we didn't know if my mum would make the wedding. She did make the wedding and looked glorious in a bright yellow dress. She died 5 months after the wedding. She was only 56. I can't go with these ones. We got a little cockapoo puppy Benji just before she died and he became the family therapy dog. It was a very dark time for me and I wouldn't have got through without my husband. And I knew if we could get through that, we could get through anything together. The UK went into lockdown a few months later and we decided we would try for a baby despite being in the depths of grief. We had our son in June 2021 and he has transformed our lives and everyone says he looks like my mum.
Oh, that's so happy.
That's so lovely. He gives me a reason to go on and battle the grief. It's deeply sad to think he will never meet. I can't go with these odds.
You make me go. Stay strong. What are you doing?
It's deeply sad to think he will never meet his mum. No. But I just think back to our wedding and how happy she was for us on that day and how she knew I can't go. And how she knew we wanted to start a family. We've now been together for 9 years and are even more in love. Love, Sarah. Oh my God, I love that so much.
It's amazing.
These love stories really get me.
Yeah, that gets me.
But that's so wonderful. And she'll be with you the whole way looking down thinking, oh my God, how lovely.
And also to Sarah, what a wonderful message. Thank you so much for sharing.
It's a wonderful message. And I'm so happy that you're with your gorgeous husband. I'm so happy of your beautiful son and your lovely dog. And I'm sure your mum is so proud.
Hey, if you want to send us some more messages, we would love to hear from you. All of the above, send it in. Maybe some wedding stuff as well, because we'd love to hear from you with that. Send it to newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. Or at Newlyweds Podcast. We're on Instagram. Hey, Sov.
Yeah.
Bezos. Musk. That's the end of.
Jobs.
And.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
I think you're making an innuendo.
Okay.
All right, that's the end of.
Listeners' messages.
Okay, are you back to normal? You're not too emotional, Soph?
I'm just so excited to hear about Jemima. Like, I can't focus. It's all I want to talk about. I just want to hear about Jemima Rathbone.
Okay, guys, so we mentioned earlier in the episode that Jemima was going to go on a date. It's now the next day when we're recording this. So Jemima has been on her date. This is very exciting. She's not quite here yet. She's about to come into the room. We have no idea what happened. Literally no idea whatsoever what happened. Sophie, are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Okay, you can hardly breathe. I can't wait for this. Now, Yaz is Nick's friend who emailed in. We, all the team, apart from Jemima, have seen Nick, the data. We know what he looks like. We know his age. We know what he does. Jemima has no idea. We haven't spoken to Jemima yet. Jemima is beautiful, wonderful, wonderful, charismatic part of the team, and we are desperate for her to find a date. So we put her on this date, and we're about to find out what happened. Here we go. Here's Jemima.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Tell us everything.
Wait, hang, so relax.
Tell us everything. Oh, she's my going.
My little seat is all ready for me.
She's actually glowing.
Hi. Glowing?
Yeah, you're glowing. Pepping yourself and you're glowing.
Good morning.
Oh my God. Okay.
You're glowing. What's going on? I'm confused.
Doesn't glowing mean you're pregnant?
Could be. Oh! I'm joking. Where to begin? What do you want to know?
Just go straight in. No, hang on. From you. No, Jamie, I've had enough about you. I want to hear about Jemima.
Yeah, but we've got to ease this in. You don't want to eat the chicken before it's cooked.
Yeah, I do. No. Tell me everything, Jemima.
So we went to a cocktail bar, which he had booked. And he'd also booked like a second cocktail. I've never been on a date with someone who's like booked so many things. So he'd like booked a first cocktail bar. He'd booked a second one. And then we also got some food.
Where did you go to eat?
I sent some voice notes, some live updates.
Okay, just hang on. Okay, hang on. I just really want to know what were you feeling before you went on the date?
If I'm really, really honest, I was, as you guys know, I'm always late. So I just was I wasn't thinking about it too much, which I kind of prefer because you're not too nervous. But yeah. As I was walking, I suddenly was a bit like, ooh,
oh God, what am I about to go into?
Wait, just like, sorry, I don't care about what you thought about before the day. I want to know what you thought of on the day.
Okay, hang on. First thing you said to him when you met him?
Hello.
Hello.
That's what it was. Okay.
My textbook style. Do you want to hear me on the way?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. Hello, I am walking to the date now. I'm miraculously quite on time, so I parked my bike down the road so I could arrive a few minutes late, because Lord knows I hate to be on time or early. Say what you will about that. Anyway, because I've been rushing, haven't had too much time to overthink the date, which is I'm really happy about, much prefer that. But now as I'm heading there, I'm a little bit nervous, but I just also had a really weird moment where one of my really good friends just messaged me to say she's just had her baby. And that's a real moment of putting into perspective there's a slight age gap between us. but hey, hey, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, I think it's just around here. So I will give you some updates as I go.
Wow. Okay. I'm in.
I'm just bewildered that you went on your bike there. Like, were you not worried about what your hair looked like?
At that point, I just had to be there. So I was like,
what happened next?
You want to hear then? What happened next? This is 40 minutes in.
Okay? So this is once you've met him.
I arrived. I came. It was like down some stairs. I went down the stairs and he was like trying to find the table. And so he was just like stood there. And I was like,
oh my God, I feel nervous for you.
Really? And I was like, hello. And then we like had a little joke about what table to pick. Picked our table.
Not
sat down.
Quite nice. Not awkward.
Ordered drinks.
When you first saw him, you were like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was like at the top of the stairs. He was wearing, he'd come from work, so he was wearing like a shirt.
Oh, nice.
In suit trousers.
Yeah.
I like that. Like
nice shoes. Nice suit shoes.
Yeah, brown shoes.
That's okay.
What does he do?
Something in finance, hedge.
For hedge funder.
Something like that.
Oh, hello.
Here we go.
Cuts hedges.
Okay. He cuts hedges outside banks.
Do you want to hear what happened 40 minutes in?
Go.
Here we go.
Hello. So it's 7:46. I've been here for 45 minutes. And it's going well. He's really sweet. I did just, I said quite early on, I was like, I'm 31. And he was like, what? So that age gap, I think, where I freaked him out a little bit. But you know, and he was just talking about uni and I was like, I graduated from uni 10 years ago. So, you know, and you're a bit like, I can't engage with that. But we're actually having a really nice time. He's very sweet, like really, really nice. And we're having really good conversation as well. So going well.
Wait, I have so many questions. Okay, so first of all.
I'm not getting good vibes.
All right, no. Okay, it's a no. Did he not know your age? I thought we'd like put out.
No, that was the whole point.
So complete blind, he had no idea who Jemima was.
She didn't know, Jemima didn't know his age and we didn't, and he didn't know Jemima.
I knew his age and I thought he knew mine. And I was like, oh yeah, because you know, I'm 31. And he was like, really? Do you want to know what age he thought I was?
What?
21.
That's great.
He was like, your skin, you look 21. I was like, I'll take it. But also like, okay.
And he's 24?
25.
Yeah, that's young.
Yeah, just 25.
Wait,
that's
hang
young.
On. Do not come on a second, everybody.
Right, Nick. It's not Nick.
Yeah, hang on. This is. Do you know what? This is the problem with love life. You straight away jump in there and just have assumptions. Oh, he's young. He's this. He's that. We don't know what happened next. So, Jemima, what happened next?
Okay, so we went. So we were at this cocktail bar, and then we thought he was like, "I've booked another table somewhere else," and then I was like, "I'm let's go there," but I was like, "I'm quite hungry." So we went to...
Lovely initiative. You're just like, me, I'm hungry.
Yeah, so we went to get some food. We ended up getting some pizza, which was very nice.
What did you pick?
Shared.
No, he was like, do you want to share? I was like, no.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm having my own pizza.
I'm all right.
And that was really nice. Like, I don't normally like eating on a first date because I think I have horrible table manners. But
did you give him his pocket money?
Must say. So first, we did, at the cocktail bar, we split the cocktails and then we went for dinner. And do you want to hear what happened at dinner?
Hello. So we have left Firth Place. We had a really fun time and I forgot to say he brought me flowers. He was like, oh, I thought I'd bring you flowers as a joke and I couldn't find any, so I just picked these flowers. So he brought me some flowers, which was adorable. Anyway, we've finished cocktails and we've come for some pizza. So yeah, anyway, but I'm really having a lovely time. And we'll see how the pizza goes.
Okay.
Okay, so many questions. So flowers, what did he pick? From the bottom?
No, I think he just like picked them off, I don't know where.
He's a hedge cutter, so we know where he got them.
No, yeah. Just let him in the sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they were just
from St. Banks in St. Paul's Cathedral. There's no flowers around there.
I have no idea. Carnations.
Lovely.
What do they look like?
Pink and red ones. They're actually really pretty.
He did not pick them.
They'd like been torn off something.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You guys are really, I feel bad. Nick.
No, I think Nick's so sweet for that.
It's adorable.
That's the sweetest thing ever. Give me his vibe.
He's very cute, really interesting. Like, I was really surprised by how much we had to chat about. Conversation was like very all over the place, which I quite like. You know, when you just go like, no, we're going to talk about this. And then like, there's no...
What uni was he at?
Cambridge.
Hello.
Shut up.
Hello.
Yeah, so he did classics at Cambridge.
Fantastic.
So hey, I was like... What was his vibe? Like, is he a playboy or is he nicey?
No, nice. Really nice.
I love Nick.
I feel like there's going to be a complete... I feel like this me cute is going to do a real... I think you might be pregnant. Okay, so let's find out what happened.
Do you want to happen?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What was his drink?
Oh, so we got cocktails in the first place. No, and then we had beers. Oh, and then at the end of the pizza, he bought dinner.
Oh, classy.
Nick, sweet. I like that because he like didn't want to be seen too keen at the cocktails. Like, that's such a good way. He didn't want to like take your femininity and power away from you. I love it.
I don't think it's that deep, Soph. But anyway, I like it. Okay.
Do you want to hear what happened at the end of the day? Okay, here we go.
Oh,
shh. Here we go.
Hello. So the time is 9:15 and... I'm as surprised as you are. We met at 7. That's a good over 5 hours of chatting. Actually went really well. These are little flowers he bought me, or that he picked. Sweet.
What?
And we had a really nice time. Will we meet again? We actually did have a bit of a chat about that. And he's so nice. But there is like quite a big age gap, which there are moments where I was a bit like... this is quite evident to me. But also, he was super mature and super lovely and like super communicative, which, won't lie, boys my age ain't that communicative. So anyway, we'll see. But for the most part, I honestly had such a lovely evening. So well done, newlyweds.
What the hell? We could have freaking done it.
Yeah. Do you want to hear his reaction?
Yes.
Do you want to hear what he thought?
Yes.
I've not heard this.
Have you really not?
No. Okay, ready?
Hello, Nick here, reporting back at the end of the evening. I had the enormous pleasure of meeting Jemima tonight. It was a total delight to meet Jemima. Jemima has an intoxicating personality and she's an amazingly accomplished person. And of course, it goes without saying that she's totally stunning. Jemima was very forgiving of my dishevelled arrival and brightened up the bar with her smile. It was really refreshing to meet someone so at ease and who has such an amazing sense of humour. I suppose time will tell whether we get to meet again. But in the meantime, thank you, Jamie, Sophie and Ewan for playing your part. Lots of love.
I love Nick.
This is the most fantastic thing I've ever seen.
No, guys, I'm obsessed with Nick. You don't understand. That person is so sweet. I love his personality.
This is the greatest. I'm sorry, guys.
He's fit too.
Hang on. I'm sorry. Just a side note. We have done a proposal on the show. We've now said this is unbelievable. What are your reactions to that, Jemima?
That's so sweet.
You're an intoxicating personality.
What a nice boy.
And bewildered with your beaming smile.
I am bewildering.
That is fantastic.
We'll see. So there are a few things because there is quite a big age gap.
Overthinking it.
Jemima, it's the same with Jamie and I. We're 6 years apart.
Yes.
But it's...
No, it's fine.
It's no different.
I'm going to say no shade, Jamie, but you're probably as mature, if not more mature than him.
Yes. Nick sounded incredibly mature.
Yeah, true.
Oh my God. Okay, everybody. Listen, we're going to stop it there. We absolutely love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And also, before we go, One of my favourite segments from the show always was we did something called Propose the Pod, which is before Sophie and I got married, we wanted you to go out and sing and shout about this podcast to other people. And then you would send in the best way you proposed the podcast. It could be telling a policeman. It could be writing it on letters at your school. It could be anything at all. We're going to bring it back because wedding season is around the corner and we want to get back into weddings because that is what the podcast is really about. It's about love, engagements, all these kind of things. So if you have a great way of proposing the pod, let us know in our DMs at Newlyweds Podcast or send us an email, newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk. Propose the pod. Okay, everybody, listen. If you're getting engaged,
good luck.
If you're getting married,
good luck.
If you're getting divorced,
good luck.
If you're thinking of getting engaged,
good luck.
If you're married,
good luck. God.
If you're single,
we love you.
If you haven't gone out there and gone after that girl or boy that you really want to, but you
go date Jemima.
Okay, and then if you're Jemima,
go date that Nick.
Okay, everybody, we'll see you next week.
We love you. Goodbye. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.